It's 2018 for a new episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Pink Caster Lane is gone. There is only Night Lane. Cue the roll call.
I'm startled.
We're live!
Zenkaigan!
Connect.
Loading.
Broadcast.
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Cheetah's Zeal.
Disloyal and dangerous, Night Lane.
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellow Caster, Auto Guard.
One Little Spark of Courage, Dream Caster, Global South Perka.
Shining Through the Night, Spellcaster, Blade.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger
on air.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, the first of 2018.
Do you like your cuffs that we put you in, Gar?
This time you're not getting away. You're gonna be in the damn show.
Guys, people are gonna question why I'm cuffed to the studio wall.
People don't need to question them. I cuffed him there because he kept running
away. I cuffed him there.
Ordered me to cuff him there.
I mean, last time I was on, I was cuffed there.
Night Lane is now the true leader of Radio Sentai.
I is the true leader. Look inside yourself, Night Lane.
With my partner, Soichi the Zeal Stark.
I was just going to launch into the whole bit of trying to like bring you back to the light side. You're still my son under there.
Ew.
Gross.
Gar's got
all that was weird.
Didgeridoo.
So yes, So for now, I have taken on the mantle of Night Lane. So that'll be my. This will be my persona for a little while.
You changed more roll call than anyone else.
I know. I've been.
Who are you, David?
King caster, slow caster, drunk caster. I've been Blue Caster one point. Yellow Caster one time.
You also went from Light Trid to Lane.
Oh, yes.
So hang on.
Don't speak to that name anymore!
Hang on.
It's not a phase, Dad!
Why does he get to change his roll call? And I don't. Seriously, Explorer from the Unknown was cool when I first started, but, guys, it's...
Now I've explored it all!
Now it's been, 2 years, man.
Now people know where I come from.
Yeah, now people know where I'm from.
Mr. Dunville.
Spoilers, no one...
More like Dunville! I'm just kidding.
More like Dunville!
Wait. Dunny Rings.
Wow, I haven't heard that Dunny joke Ringsville. Before. You want another joke that I heard?
Why don't you point that right, actually right towards the mic and see how that affects everybody.
Sorry, everyone. I am trying my best.
Gar's trying his best to play his didgeridoo, but it's not working. No, you have to go didgeridoo.
But yeah, I am back after
ASMR.
You're not doing ASMR.
Also, Emily's here.
So if you're wondering what Night Lane looks like, it's literally just Night Rogue, but with pink instead of yellow and a suit.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I feel like I should have something cool to add. But
you have pink water. That's pretty cool.
What? Like put my head in the tube?
No, talk with
me. Why don't you hire a buddy FaZeCore to buy you a soda figure of Night Rogue and paint it pink?
I mean, he's already on his way of doing that, so haha,
yeah.
I beat you. Isn't that right, FaZe?
Also, I heard Red Caster was on with Child.
Yes.
I miss Child.
Yeah, you missed Anna.
I miss Child.
I'm fired and I missed.
Maybe you can talk to your managers at work and be like, hey, can I not work Friday nights anymore? I did.
Part of my brain was thinking you're leading into, can I borrow one of your Childs?
Gee, Lane. I don't know, Lane.
I am still Child.
To do the podcast, I'll actually consider it.
We'll pay you in Fudgios.
And yeah, before anyone makes a comment, I know the plural of Child is children.
Shoot the bass.
Take the shot! Anyways.
Yeah, I'm still on that joke.
That joke's as dead as whatever we were taking the shot at. Anyways, so...
Missed.
So, luckily, Tokusatsu took a week off, like we did.
Woo! But we're starting this episode proper with a double episode! Woo!
So this week we're talking about Build episodes 15 and 16 and Q-Ranger episodes 42 and 43. And next week we're back on the regular schedule.
Oh my.
God, episode 41 was boring.
Oh my.
Oh me?
Did I have to watch a ton of Toku?
Yeah, Guard like did not watch anything all month.
I only watch Ultraman.
I still can't believe you subjected us to December 3 and then weren't there for most of it.
That was honestly, for what happened is that two of my coworkers quit, so in which I had to cover most of their shifts that they already had.
So wait, are we doing 41 and 42 or 42 and 43?
42 and 43.
Okay, I thought someone said 41.
No, so, I just said 41 was boring.
Yeah.
So if they were still around, I would have been able to still be there. But since they both left, I had to cover for them. And once again, if I actually do see a paycheck from Cast Ranger, I might actually reconsider.
Sorry, Emily. Yes.
Cast Ranger isn't about that. It's a privilege to be on.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Garth, it's not about money.
This is a passion.
We're doing
project.
This for our fans, for the Toku community out there.
I still think that they could take a rock off the street and it would be a better.
All right, Garth. Here's a quarter. I'm paying you to be on Cast Ranger, so there you go. Oh, in the glass. Hey!
Oh! Take a shot!
We're playing quarters!
Yeah. What was that you were saying, Emily, about a rock?
I said
that you could take a random rock off the street and it would be a better caster than me, so I don't know why you...
Don't say that.
Anyways, let me know. I paid Gart to be on Cast Ranger, so fuck you.
I didn't say money. I just said pay.
And what? What do you want?
Fine, Lan will give you a blowjob later.
No!
Why would...
Lan does not give blowjobs!
Why do you immediately go to that?
I don't know. I'm fucked up.
Explain!
It's okay.
Anyways, since you haven't been on for a while, Gar, you want to give your opinion on the last few weeks of Toku besides the episodes we're talking about?
Okay. So this is how far back I was behind. Lane told me something. I forgot what he told me. But I'm like, oh, spoilers. And he's like, how far are you behind? I'm like, when did Cross debut?
Oh, it was when...
What year is it?
It was when I told you that Soichi, like, was revealed as... Or no, it was when Katsuragi, like, we found out Senta was Katsuragi.
Yeah.
I was just like, how fucking far
let's
are
see
you?
Here.
Thank you.
Blaze has been unmuted. Hooray. Also, Blaze is here, if we didn't say...
Sorry.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Welcome to the first Cast Ranger recording of the year, good friend.
So, I actually enjoy Octopus Light.
Ugh.
I like. How did he have Octopus?
I liked what Mean Arts did.
It didn't.
Oh yeah, the Octo Glass Driver.
Well, that was
fucking
really good,
badass.
It didn't occur to me that there are over 20 full bottles until that episode.
And again, they never really explained why there are quote-unquote 20, or why 20 bottles existing is significant.
Because that's only enough that children...
They will find out in episode 17.
And, the first episode that I watched of Build, trying to catch up, it felt like a chore.
You didn't build up to it.
That's sad to hear. It shouldn't... Watching a show shouldn't feel like a chore.
Well, let's just say, when you actually really enjoy a show, but then... Some people just take the fun out of it.
Do we do that for you?
Sometimes.
Why? How?
Because you guys get, like, obsessive over these shows.
Well,
I'm sorry,
welcome
on.
To people liking
not
shows.
No, it's okay.
No,
When we first started doing Build, I was excited because, you know, you guys were still in the X-Aid hype. I was into Build because he felt more like a Kamen Rider. But then you guys just...
We realized Build was a good show, just like you.
Yeah, and then you guys kind of overpowered the hype of it.
So, like, the it's popular, now I don't like it thing?
In a way.
Oh, you're, like, kind of itchy sometimes with things. You don't like something because it's popular. That shouldn't ruin your love for something, honestly. I'm sorry, but I find that stupid.
No, it says... It also doesn't help.
Well, happened with you when I went on about Shinkenger and Kiva so much, you stayed away from them for a while.
Like, Lane, before X8 aired, you actually turned me and Raven off so much.
Yes, welcome to me. I get overly excited for stuff. It's how I keep myself happy. Anyways, I'm sorry if we ruined build for you.
I'm sorry.
Do you still like it?
It's okay. I just haven't been... That's also another thing about it.
You haven't been in the mood for it.
Yeah.
That's like me with a lot of
things.
Like,
there's just so much plot in like each episode. It's like, ugh.
That's why we like it a lot.
Sometimes it's too much, though.
Yeah. I like Bill, but something that happened in an episode recently kind of made me go, what? So, but we'll get to that.
I don't know. It feels like we should already be on, like, episode 25 or 30, when it's only, like, 15.
16.
Or 16.
Well, maybe this is going to be a more complex writer story, and we'll have a lot to go with.
They did rush a little bit, but, like, not...
Which is why I kind of like Ultraman a bit more, where it's 25 episodes. 25 episodes and we're done.
I'm surprised I hope I don't ruin Ultraman for you ever.
Well, no, because Ultraman's my thing.
You jinxed it.
Yeah, you talk about Ultraman so much that I lose interest, so there!
Well, you never had interest.
Exactly!
Okay. You just see me with a G collection bigger than yours.
Damn it!
Fuck's sake, Slane! It's just your collection.
I stole it.
Anyways, Gar, I apologize if I sometimes ruin things for you.
The
but,
cat, I stole it.
You know, I don't mean to. I never mean to sway you from things. So I don't like containing my excitement for stuff because it's not who I am.
For anyone who heard those sounds, that was Gar shoving tubes inside other tubes.
Tubeception. Yes.
No. Oh
my God.
Bad.
Why?
Are we ready to talk about the actual episodes now?
So, never. How about those Guardian... Oh, wait, first. Build! Thingy!
It's been fucking
it. Build
4
up.
Years and you don't know that it's called a bumper yet?
Alright! So, yeah, Guardians fucking just, like...
Swoop in on Nazca and fucking, like, break everything! Grr!
Oh, okay. Yeah,
kick over his shit!
That's one joke that I actually liked in the previous episode. He's like, it doesn't matter, I'll come get the Pandora box, the Pandora box. It's like, oh shit, yeah, he does kind of live there.
I know where you live! My house!
In the middle of our house.
No, no, they're next door.
Would you even... call it a house?
Our house in the middle of our fridge. I'm sorry.
Inside the mini fridge.
No, hers was better.
Bill Pitt.
No, it wasn't.
Bill Pitt in the middle of our fridge.
I also kind
of
funny
middle of our
that
fridge.
The only lock on the door is like a little tiny...
tiny little hook that like so like heavily dramatically just like...
like you expect... high-tech machinery. Tiny little hook. Hook and hole.
And it's so weird that they were actually prepared enough to have an actual fridge interior.
Yeah,
I know.
With actual, like, fruit in it.
I was like, oh shit, Kentucky's gonna find out. Just opens it fridge. He's like, oh my god.
They have food in this cafe?
Let's see here. Water, water, purple sock. Oh, sunny D, alright.
Hey, they've got hot!
Wow, wicked amount of hot.
Speaking of which, if he just felt the food, he would have realized, oh, hey, it's all hot.
Wait a minute.
It might have been like a hologram, just like the box that he brings out.
They're supposed to refrigerate hot?
No, I got it.
It's a little bit backwards.
Just touching the food. Feels like plastic. It's all plastic.
One of the
where
guys
are we?
Eats it. It's
where are we, North
plastic.
Korea?
Ooh.
Oh, that's, no.
But yeah, it's just hilarious how, like, Sento and Misora somehow knew they were coming and are already, like, a rooftop over. And he's just looking down there with binoculars. And Misora's just like, oh no, Dad's gonna be mad!
Sento's
just like,
yeah, somehow I don't think so.
What are the odds? I actually have
you have two giant cardboard tubes that do not function as binoculars.
Yes, they do. See?
Shut up, you're not my real mom.
Why isn't that a full bottle?
What?
Binoculars.
Mom?
Or telescope.
So, for a temporary base, they just find this abandoned warehouse with a bunch of plastic furniture, and they're like, hey, we're staying here! Cool!
Oh no, there's a lot of plastic furniture. That's a bad sign.
Oh no. I just saw a fight with a cane and a sword at an abandoned place.
So, the opening sequence has not changed. Soichi is still in the little cafe jump scene, which is a little hilarious, if not a little disconcerting.
I hope that changes in episode 17 when it airs.
Right? They haven't even added Bloodstark to the opening at all.
So, one thing I also have to give credit for Toei for doing, I don't know whose idea it was, but I'm glad where in the opening where they showed the movie footage, I'm glad that's the same footage.
Other times, it's every week is different footage.
Yeah. So it's like, we're not seeing the whole movie in the opening. Because that sometimes happens.
Yeah.
AKA Comrade Sango's movie.
And I'm actually looking forward to watching that movie.
I'm not.
I am.
I am,
except for one person, but I made it my 2018 goal where I won't mention or watch anything involving him.
Okay.
I
know, Comrade or Ghost. Who wants to watch anything with him in it?
Tom.
Tom doesn't like Ghost?
No, he does.
He loves Ghost.
Oh, I thought he loved.
Anyway, so Sento calls out Gintoku now that they know he's Night Rogue and wheels up with, quote-unquote, the Pandora's box under a sheet.
But that was great. Just, hello, Hiromu Gintoku, or should I say... Night Rogue! How did you find out?
Like, he kind of looks over, he's like, shit.
Or should I say, Darkwing Duck!
Nega Duck. My old arch nemesis.
Nega Duck.
Best match.
I was trying to do the Goku Black.
So they talk about how.
Nega Goku.
Oh, okay.
Black Goku.
Yeah, it's like. I was expecting Black Goku, and what I got was Dark Goku.
Nega Goku.
Ukog. Goku is the new Black.
Yeah, I got it. So, Gintoku talks about how Sento's purpose now is to complete the Sklash Driver. Which
the
is
Sklash.
Yeah, he's like, oh, search the word Sklash in Katsuragi's files, and you'll find it.
Hang on, I just wanted
Sento to respond with, yeah, how the fuck do I spell that?
Yeah, it's like, just
Sklash.
Hang on. How the fuck do you spell that? You didn't tell me how.
Sklash.
Can you write that?
Like, is that a K or a C?
Don't ever do that again.
I know, right?
Is it an L or an R?
Sklash!
Is it Scratch?
Ah!
Savior of the universe.
Rider of Hokuto!
Rider of Japan.
Do they use the Sklash?
So like, Banjo comes in and just tries to punch him, and he fails so hard.
Yeah, problem.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. Like, he just decided to just use only the Dragon Full Bottle, and I'm like, okay.
I can only communicate by way of punching.
That moment when Gintoku, or not Gintoku,
Banjo.
That moment when Ryuga only has one bottle.
He has two. He's got Lock, which is what I was going to talk about. That
20.
I was going to save. I was going to mention. I'm like, so he's got Dragon and Lock. I'd love to see him try to be Key Dragon.
Oh yeah.
He has the Bill Driver, he has a hazard level
maybe
of 3.
Maybe it's too much for him, I don't know.
Yeah, but what I think it's before, the dragon was too powerful, and what the cross dragon does is it regulates the power.
Which is fine, but I'd love to see him try it.
I got the power.
You should put the lock bottle in the cross dragon and see what happens.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Then he'd just be like, come around Keyblades.
But then we'd have two builds. Too much build energy is dangerous.
Wake up unlocking! Cat lock! Cross lock!
Cat cross
yeah!
Locking!
Yeah!
Wake up, dragon!
Wake up, Keyblade! Get lock, get cross locking.
Come
up.
And
yeah!
Ride the cross. No.
Cross Zed!
Yeah, there we go. Cross Zed!
That's the idea.
I was making an RX joke. Also, happy 30th anniversary, Comrade Black RX.
I love you.
You're joking about how because everyone was pronouncing Force wrong, they pronounced it as
Comrade
Blake.
Yeah. Speaking of Comrade Black, I platted Climax Hero or Climax Fighters, by the way.
It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Like, I want a rider game where it has every single rider.
Super Climax Heroes, like, up to Wizard.
Like, every...
Rider Generation 2 has, like, almost every rider at that time. Like,
I want every single rider.
And yeah, Super Climax
Heroes. You realize how impossible that is, right?
It's possible.
Well, Super Climax Heroes up to Wizard has every rider.
If Pac-Man and Mega Man can be in Smash Brothers...
No, I'm just talking about the programming and how chaotic it would
Hashtag
be.
Hashtag X8 for Smash.
If Shrek...
Wait, what? We need 15 or 16 riders for Yuki alone.
We need a Mugen mod that's just riders using the sprites from Rider Generation and such.
I like potatoes.
Sure. But yeah, so Gintoku transforms into Night Rogue, and for this being like the first transformation to reveal his identity to the heroes. It's ridiculously unceremonious.
Oh, you mean how, like, in episode 5 where he revealed his identity?
There was one thing that happened, if you don't know what I'm saying, is he suddenly just got giant bat wings.
Which is awesome.
And I was watching it, like, alone in my room, and yeah. When it happened, no one was in the room, and when that happened, I was just like, that's freaking cool.
I can't believe I didn't think about that before, because we saw Bloodstark use his snake powers, so I should have put 2 and 2 together. I'm like, well, Night Rogue has got to have bat powers.
Well, again,
fucking
should have put 2 and 2 together. Best match.
If we have a snake, or cobra in this situation, a bat, where's Spider?
They'll show up.
Spider.
There's rumors around.
The bat, the rat, the monkey, the beetle.
I mean... At the end of episode, 16, there was those other guys who apparently can turn into Smash.
Yeah, I know what they are. They're the we've talked about them in Extra. Yeah. I won't go into detail.
Wait, are we just bouncing around between episodes? Or are we doing
Ultra Ranger? No, we're gonna try and keep an order.
Where's this Ultra Ranger where we have a bumper for each episode?
But yeah, like Night Rogue knocks the recording device out of Banjo, and then he looks up at Sento. He's like, "You're recording too, aren't you?" And he like tosses it out on him, and I'm like. You fucking idiot! Don't A, admit to it, and B, don't drop it and stop recording.
See, I thought it was going to be a bomb or something.
Yeah, don't admit to it. So when it falls out, you'd be like, what, you're recording this. What? No. Banjo,
no.
How dare you?
No, I wasn't.
Banjo.
That's why I have a feeling Sento could probably have a second mic on him.
I fully would believe that.
Like, you would have a second one hidden.
Well, I mean...
Because somebody wouldn't be that stupid to only carry around one.
And then Bill
says the podcast that only has one mic.
And then Bill, he goes Lion Comic, which looks freaking cool.
Yeah, like even though all it did was fisticuff a tiny bit and then thrown out.
My second favorite form.
Of course, it's the yellow one.
Yellow and gold.
Yellow and gold.
So I like that. Just like Gintoku went over to the Pandora's box. He's just like, I know this isn't real, but I'm gonna just see that, anyways, and just waves it. It's a hologram. He's like, God damn it.
So hang on.
Bamboozled.
Yep.
Why would they care about the panels and not just the box itself? Because you can't really...
Because the panels are linked to the box.
But you can't put them back onto the box.
Maybe you can once you fill all the slots. Like I said, I still think they're board pieces for a game.
Well, he did mention being a game master.
Right?
No, but he meant, as I see it, he means that in a way as in, oh, these people that I'm... fighting with, like, against.
Maybe
they're my pawns.
Oh,
maybe
he's both. Literally playing them.
Maybe he did all the shit with Sento, and he's trying to collect all the bottles to fill the panel to unlock the power. He's playing all three countries against each other so he can swoop in like the final villain he probably is.
This is the most chaotic video game I've ever seen.
This is starting to sound like a really bad comic book plot.
So we see Sento unlock the Scholastra tutorial video in Takumi's files.
Excellent!
The way he waves his hands is so goofy.
Yeah.
Excellent!
It's like me at work. Oh, can we get a ticket for Star Wars? It's going to be so awesome.
Fuck you, man.
And they talk about...
That movie sucked.
No, it didn't.
They talk about a plot point...
I like Star Wars.
Last Jedi...
Gar doesn't want to watch it a second time like the rest of everyone.
It's fucking boring.
You're fucking boring. Then watch it again.
Well, I am next week.
Good.
With Gavin.
Good.
Anyway, so they talk about how the Smash essence in the bottle needs to be refined into a jelly, which I think is kind of not only a weird plot point for the show to go into, but one that kind of comes out of nowhere with no build-up. I feel like if they had talked about how the Smash essence, even when purified, wasn't at its most potent, this would be
there was no hint to it, really.
Exactly.
Until the toys came out.
It's just like, click a button. Oh, there's even more things to do, right? It's the thing. The gel now. Fuck the bottles.
Is it just going
to
turn into solid brick?
Don't actually do that.
It's like, you see all these? Just all the full bottles.
Yeah, like I said, man.
Just like, he's just got all the full bottles on the table? Screw these! Just like, shoves them off.
I'm imagining, like, the...
into a grinder.
The slap chop infomercial. It's so hard to clean these full bottles. Throws it out the window.
You're gonna love my jelly! Wham!
Yeah!
Wow, you.
Just activates the crusher on the driver. Bam! So, the actual president of the... of fucking, like, Taizan, his name is... He calls up Sento on a blocked number, and he tells him that, oh, you have the Pandora's box, I'd like to take it back. And of course, Sento doesn't immediately realize that this is a trap, because how the fuck could Taizan have noticed that, or had known that they have the box? But of course, they show up at the hospital, and Sento is cosplaying Hiro.
Yeah, like, oh my god. I looked at it and I was like, yeah, Hiro would like his outfit back, please.
Oh my god.
Like, they literally just went to the X-Aid.
Yeah,
weird.
He even had the arms up in the same way.
It wasn't the exact same tie, but it was pretty close.
No, and...
This episode of X-Aid was weird. The bottles came right the hell out of nowhere.
Goddamn it, Gark. No, but it was funny, like, he was, like, holding up his arms, like, the whole time when he was walking, I'm like... Like, you only do that when you're preparing for a surgery.
He doesn't know that.
I know.
That was he was trying to pretend.
Well, maybe he was on his way to the surgery.
Business.
He's walking around with his hands up. Everyone out of the way, I'm about to give the hospital director a handy.
I don't give a fuck tonight. What's with you and dicks tonight, Ichi?
It's because I've been dealing with painful dick faces at work all week.
Is there something that you want to tell us?
I thought you referred to them as children.
They are. Well, let's not go down that road.
Dicks.
You're going to whack that so hard off your face?
Try.
I just realized what you have to say into that.
What?
You have to say tubes.
Oh, my God. Is that a reference I'm not getting?
Tubes.
Is it tubular?
No. You don't remember the tubes commercials? Yeah, the yogurt that was in...
Oh!
Tibbs.
Fuck's sake.
Tibbs.
Now that's the true form of the Smash essence.
Oh my god, Smash yogurt tube!
Grab it, tube.
Takumi's whole scheme was to make fucking yogurt.
I, too, am so hip that I...
tastes like rabbit.
Just like you, like, slurp it up and it turns you into a monster.
Tube sulfate.
What?
Are tubes still a thing?
Yes,
you can still get them. I've seen them with minions on.
I like yops. Just give me yop, me mama.
Yop is yop gross.
When the morning come.
I remember like chocolate. Yop.
I remember when this was a toku tubes. Podcast.
That was like what?
Welcome to the
Pathfinder
food special.
Such things as nose blowing DLC and yogurt too.
I love there's a note that's just saying no guards, bail, fuck.
Yeah, they get
where?
They get down to the hallway where Taizan
is. What the heck, Cindy Lou? Who finds the garage?
I'll get to that. But yeah, so they get to the hallway where Taizan's room is, and they're like,
Taizan,
that the president, the fucking governor,
the Silver Overdrive Ranger,
Bat Dad.
Oh, Bruce Prime Wayne. Minister.
Yeah,
sure,
he's the Prime Minister.
Government.
Hey, Mr. Prime Minister.
The only person in this who isn't totally corrupt.
Wait, he's not?
It doesn't look like it.
And then he hangs again.
Doesn't he like to fish in a pond? That's kind of funny.
I don't know, but...
Well, he hangs again because Bloodstark poisoned
they
him.
They get to his hallway, and they realize that he doesn't have his guards posted outside his door, so fuck it, it's a trap! And then it gets... And then immediately the trap is sprung.
Cue Admiral Akbar.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
It's a
rip.
We get a pretty nice back-to-back.
Sucked in vacuum of space and doesn't get a memorial service.
I know, that was...
And then plot twist...
Spoiler alert!
...forces their way back into the ship.
Spoiler alert.
Anyways, so we get a really nice back-to-back double henshin with Fire, Hedgehog, and Cross. And
it was weird seeing, like, just like both their fucking like builds, frames just like in the shot, and I was like, ah.
It's like, what's what anymore?
And while the tube just intersects and the fluid fills.
Oh yeah, the tubes. It'd be hilarious if they were like too close to each other and they just like their tubes like locked into each other and they just like fucking like merge into one form. Just
Fire Hedgehog with like the dragon stuff on.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. I want to see what would happen.
Fire Hedgehog Dragon.
Yeah. They pull like it's a like you know how build already looks like double and we just get an actual fusion of the two of them.
Oh god.
Maybe that's the final form.
Kamen Rider Cross.
Dragon Hedgehog.
Yeah. And while this is happening, Soichi is apparently supposed to be stealing the Pandora's box that they brought with them, but instead he goes back to Cafe Nashta and steals
Why it says Cindy Lou Who Fight.
So he steals the Splash Driver data, and then Misora walks in on him, and he's like, Daddy, why are you stealing our Christmas tree?
It really did seem like that. Oh
so
my
he thought
God.
Up a lie, oh and he thought it up quick.
Cindy Lou who is no more than two, mentally.
Dad.
There's a bean on this.
I will create the Slash Driver up there, and then bring it back here.
Dad, why are you doing this? Vengeance!
And coffee.
Coffee.
For peace, my dear.
No, it's for coffee.
No!
So the children of the neighborhood will be happy?
In all seriousness,
so the children will have coffee.
No, in all seriousness, though, this scene was really, really feelsy. Mm-hmm. Like
when she collapsed on the ground.
Like, the whole time, like, we think, like, oh, she still doesn't know, and then he walks off, and then you just see her just, like, collapse, and just, like, she knows that he's been lying to her the whole time.
Well, no, in the next episode, well, okay, she doesn't know that exactly that he's Night Rogue, but in the next episode, he's Blood Knight. Damn.
Night Stark.
Defender of the
Beast. Defender of the universe.
Blood Rogue.
Well, like she knows he's lying to her, but she doesn't know exactly what he's doing. Because she finds out next episode that he was Blood Stark.
Yeah, but still, like, and like it's funny. I like this scene where just like. Gentoku, like, meets up with Soichi, and he's just like, alright, what the fuck did you want to talk about? And he's just like, oh, I got something that's gonna, like, work in our favor, and he, like, holds up the coffee beans, which obviously has, like, the USB for the data in it, and he just, like, takes it, throws it, he's like, don't fuck with me!
I love how immediate that was. He's like, I got it, and Gentoku, yeah, he takes it, he's like, fuck your coffee!
Like, this is a serious matter right now, and
I like
just like,
you
I like to imagine that he wasn't actually carrying the USB data in that thing, he's but it would have been absolutely fucking hilarious if it was.
Don't! That never occurred to me.
Take me, Frodo!
Because then, obviously, Grease would have been delayed.
Yeah.
Sure, guys.
So it was just kind like, yeah, it was going. Funny how just Gentoku just is so tired of Soichi's bullshit. He just doesn't, like, yeah, I got something important. Fuck you! No, you don't! Stop it!
Why don't you do anything I say?
I told you I don't take orders.
So Soichi is not Misora's actual dad.
Well, we don't have anything pointing to that.
God, what if he isn't?
I still
am operating under my theory that when he went to Mars, someone else took over him.
I still like.
It would explain why he has fucking. Face-changing and mind-erasing powers.
They were given to him by the box.
I theorize that Misora might actually be from the Pandora's box.
That's possibly a... Well,
because she was found collapsed near it.
Or like the manifestation of
that? No, but she talks about her memories from 10 years ago, or 7 years ago or whenever. Like, she knows that she was a child beforehand, and that's why she's...
You can't have memories implanted into yourself.
So.
Sento did!
You know what? Sure. Anything's fucking possible at this point, because we have someone who changes faces and manipulates memories at will. So anything can happen at
Welcome
this point.
Call back to Knights of the Old Republic, where literally they took Darth Revan and fucked with his memories and made him a completely different person.
I liked how in
Force is a scary thing.
I don't remember which episode it was, but Misora comes down. I think it's like the episode 14, and it's like, "What are you guys trying to hide from me?" But Bonjo wants to take you on a date, huh?
And there was the like,
the hand signals.
That was
like,
great.
It's like, "I'm not doing it.
I'll give you a banana.
I'll give you a banana. Just... What am I, your monkey? I'll give you an energy drink."
Protein,
Done! Give me a protein drink.
I'll give you a protein. And then add some protein. And then add some protein.
And then add some protein.
You know what it reminded me of for some reason? You know,
and then I like to add some protein.
You know Laser Cats? SNL digital short where it's like the two guys make a movie. There's a part where they're doing hand signals and then goes around the corner and the other guy's like, what? Think of that.
What?
Well, when your friend doesn't know hand signals. Or when he doesn't know sign.
So, Kentoku and a platoon of guys just strut into the terrible temporary base.
Oh, why does it have to be guys?
Yeah, I always love that, like, nowadays, whenever Gentoku just shows up in a scene, he just always has, like, a band of fucking soldiers and guardians.
He's the governor! Awesome.
Akiya, oh, right, I killed him.
Prime Minister.
Whatever.
Or whoever Gentoku's...
No, and then, like, they're exposing him, and then he, like, transforms into Night Rogue in front of his soldiers, and they're like, whoa, I didn't sign up for this shit!
I just love it, like, he transforms, like, into Night Rogue, and then, like, the two guys that are immediately close to him are close enough that I like to imagine they're just coughing on the smoke. And then he turns around and devil steams them into Strong Hazard and Stretch Hazard.
One of them's just like, oh, those fireworks? Yeah, those are really nice. Oh, God!
Oh, God, I'm a monster!
Oh, I've been stabbed!
And then Bill decides to insult him by going lion cleaner during the fight.
Yeah, because, like, you know, that worked on him the last time. Because, like, I'll say, lion cleaners are actually one of my favorite best matches. Not for design, like, I do like the design, but more so for ability. Because fucking Kevin and I agree, lion cleaner is fucking busted.
I think it sucks.
Bustin'
makes me feel good.
Damn it. Clean it makes me feel good.
I afraid of no clean.
Freaking ghost, baby.
No. I afraid of no best. I afraid of no best.
Freaky best match.
Just a picture of Sento in the corner looking. Well, oh,
Freaky Batman.
So, since Soichi had told Gentoku about Sentou's true identity, he gives off like just cringingly cryptic one-liners during the fight about like, remember who you are. You are my son, awaken! The one true king.
That's all I could think too.
Get it,
so
line
back things. To the beginning.
Well, we're almost at when we talk about Q-Ranger, we're gonna have some more Lion King stuff in there.
You must go back. I don't actually remember.
So yes, our theories were correct and confirmed. Sento is Katsuragi. As we all probably knew that he was, but, like, I could tell just because, honestly, Ichi hates me for this, but it's because of his hair. Like, they have the same hair.
That can't be part of the intention.
That reveal?
Wait.
Yeah.
But we almost forgot. They find out Gentoku is Night Rogue, and his dad comes in and is like, you fucked up.
So, he uses Rabbit Tank Sparkling to defeat him, and, like, immediately after he explodes Night Rogue, it, like, becomes night immediately.
I love that he, like, kicked him into the, like, into the fucking wall of his building and just exploded. And it was, like, it was an actual, like, legit explosion. The shot of just, like, Bill just, like, turning around and from the explosion was fucking awesome.
Yeah, he was
awesome.
Running away from
so nice.
Yeah, the suit actor died!
What? No!
Mr. Comrade.
Rip Gentoku. 2017.
Rip Night Rogue.
Yeah, rip Night Rogue. 2017.
But I'll tell you who is about to kill Night Rogue.
Your mother.
His dad.
His dad.
His dad shows up in a wheelchair and is all, how'd you shoot
it? I was close.
You're supposed to destroy the darkness, not join them. Balance to the force.
I just, like, I saw that scene where he rolls up and he, like, yells his fucking
You're
face
my
off.
Son, Gentoku. I loved you.
I loved you.
And I just imagine that he, like, saw the fight, and he just rolls up and is like, boy, I'm about to give you a rabbit tank spanking!
That rogue ain't right.
If you only
I had all my money bet on you.
Damn it, Gentoku!
That boy ain't right.
That gene ain't right.
Yeah, those are...
Okay?
Yeah, fine, I just need to stand for a second.
But what's really weird is... Gentoku seems awfully compliant to be arrested being a man with a fucking
because
gun.
Because he knows he's going to get out of it.
Probably.
Yeah,
he's going
that's one
to.
Thing that
he's fucking Night Rogue.
That's one thing that pisses me off. And I guess since now that we're at the end, I can talk about next episode. Fucking... He gets found out, he's cleaning out his desk and everything, and then all of a sudden his dad collapses and it's like, oh, hey, Gentoku, you're in charge again.
Yeah.
What?
The thing is, I think what happened is Stark, like, sniped everyone who was on site at that arrest scene so that the only people who know about the fact that he's Night Rogue are no longer in the picture.
Yeah, probably
I mean, I feel like word spreads fast. I mean, I feel like even the guards would, like, on the way back would be on their phones and call their wives and stuff and be like, oh, hey, you know that Gentoku guy? Yeah, he was Night Rogue that entire time.
I would like to believe
you, I mean,
and, that thought, and the logic follows through. But
I mean,
we need Gentoku to still be around.
Guys, you know that Gentoku guy that went rogue? Well, turns out he was Night Rogue.
No, but you know what? We now know that Shuichi has the ability to just, like, dissolve people with a single punch, so he probably punch-dissolved them.
Yeah, he probably dusted everyone.
Dustin
makes me feel good.
You know, we just need, we just need to do that.
Dustin.
Dustin, the yellow ninja, the yellow wind ninja ranger.
Damn it, you beat me too. Because you're faster than me.
I'm a better ninja.
Go ninja, go ninja.
No! Go! Ninja! Ninja!
Rack!
Come!
No?
Fuck?
I don't know where he was going.
I was going Ninden comic.
I thought you said cock.
No, I said comic.
I was like ninja what, cock.
What is this, a Lord of the Rings YouTube poop?
This no. match.
What is
you
this?
Need to suck my cock.
You shall not cook.
You are the fool. You are cook.
You shall not. Good morning.
I am a bag and box.
Anyway.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So episode 16 literally starts.
I'm not going to be able to hear good morning anymore without a magic candle.
Good morning.
So episode 16 starts literally with, I was going to sing Jingle Bells, but now I'm sad.
Well, I know the funniest thing. Can't tell if you're still there laughing. So I'm just thinking, like, replace his laugh with Mandark from Dexter's Lab.
You're stupid! You're stupid! Oh, one more thing! You're stupid!
Oh my god, Mandark.
And then Mandark went,
I thought you were going to say it's Christmas time now, so I just imagined he was sitting there laughing.
It's Christmas time!
He was laughing all week.
Honestly, one of the things that I liked most about this episode was, episode 16, was just, we actually got to see the, like, face-swapping and murder of Sato Taro. So, like, I love that he, like, he walks in, and
No! He doesn't walk in! The motherfucker dabs in!
Wait.
He deserves to die!
No, that's
dab on them haters.
Just add Tom Jones music. Woo! What's up, boy?
That didn't
be killed by
anyone.
Again, that crazy guy, Bloodstark, decided to put in 21 plays of What's New Pussycat.
So Sato Taro dabs into the scene, and then, like, I love that, like, Bloodstark doesn't really look that scary, but, like, he kind of just, like, screams as if he's, like, looking at a monster. And then just... Bloodstark could kill him in so many different ways, but no, just knife to the back!
He pulls out a knife!
Holy shit!
Fucking nowhere!
I'm sorry for interrupting, but actually, I think I need to revise what my statement before.
Uh-huh.
I think that Night Rogue would be the one who puts in 21 plays of What's New Pussycat, and Bloodstark would be the one who puts in the one It's Not Unusual.
What's New Pussycat?
What's New Pussycat?
Oh!
What's new, pussy bat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussy bat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's like so funny, but also so bizarre that I'm having a hard time actually laughing.
I love this.
Weird.
Best thing?
Have you heard that? Like the thing where it's like these two kids go to a diner. And they put
John Mulaney.
They put in 21 plays of What's New Pussycat.
Christ.
But then his friend comes up with the great idea to put in one It's Not Unusual, so they think it's over, and then when it comes back, it's like they're all going insane.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I guess...
That was brutal that, like, he just threw a knife at him, and then he just collapsed. And I was like, holy shit.
Like the magic knife that kills you with one stab to the back.
I guess we can count this as our Christmas murder. Kind of, but not really.
It's not Christmas without murder and tokusatsu now.
Right, and it's not the only murder we're talking about this week.
Go Busters.
Are there usually murders on Christmas, or is it...
Yes, Laser did last week.
Well,
last
I mean,
year.
I know Laser, but like,
I'd have to check the dates of the years
there
before.
There was no Ghost Christmas murder, was there?
The murder was the show.
No.
I made it. I showed Gar the box for the SH figure. It's Douglas Juggler from Ultimate Orb.
I need it.
I need it!
Hang on, guys. Hang on. I'm one of our guests on Discord. Hey, guys, what's going on?
So
my voice is...
Oh, my God, Gar, I have an idea to solve your Cast Ranger problem. Why don't you just Discord from work?
Just hear me start yelling at work.
Hey, don't spoil the movie, you fucking kids!
You punk kids!
My thoughts on Q-Ranger.
Punk kids!
Get down off the stairs! So anyway, yeah, so build episode 20...
So, you know what's really disconcerting about the whole Stark murder scene, if you really think about it?
Mm-hmm.
He had to switch their clothes.
You're right!
So, he got to see both of them naked.
But
can we just call this episode the dick episode?
No.
But it was so funny, like, Soichi, like, he switches their faces, and then he, like, goes into his car, and he's just like, hi, I'd like to report the police. Banjo Ryuga just murdered Katsuragi. Come to this location in 10
really
minutes.
I don't think he say Banjo
Ryuga? He said Ryuga.
He said, I suspect.
Because that was how they were going to, like, that's how they walked in. They were like, Banjo Ryuga, you're under arrest for murdering Katsuragi.
So, yeah.
Whoa. If you check the fingerprints on the knife, you can tell I just got here.
The knife wasn't even there.
Except this is the government that's being run by several corrupt people, so that was probably covered up.
Well, he's a boxer. He didn't have enough
Nabushima,
for a good lawyer.
Nabushima.
Or, you know, like security
Stark
cameras, because this
so
is an apartment building. There's got to
there
be security cameras at the entranceway.
Oh, so many people talking at once.
Stark wears gloves, so no fingerprints.
Oh, that's true.
What about security cams? They would see...
In a house?
They would
in a house?
See...
No, in an apartment building.
Yeah,
not
but...
Not in the apartment.
There would be...
This is Takumi's apartment.
No.
He's probably not recording his own building.
No, there would be security cameras at the entranceways of the apartment building.
I'm going to chalk that up to covering up the footage. I brought this up when it first happened about the fact that all this should be a thing, but let's just chalk it up to the corrupt government.
Corrupt government.
That's true. You can use that to excuse...
That's
bullshit.
And then we just get, like, where, like, we get a pretty feelsy scene where, like, Sento goes back to, like, the alley where he was found, and then we see, like, blood starts just placing him there, and then Soichi's like, oh, it's raining, I better get an umbrella, and then he comes back with the umbrella, just, like, with the stunned look on his face, oh my god, who are you?
I just have to question.
I got the umbrella just in time.
I just have to question, did he probably just wait there for like a few hours
probably.
Until he actually started to wake up?
Yeah, he was just like waiting like at the edge of the alley and he was just like peering over, waiting for him to wake up, and then
scene five
checking his watch, just, god damn it, he really is out, just like throws a rock at him to wake him up, and then when he finally starts waking up, he's like, oh, okay, cool, and then he
wake up, you fucking prick!
Starts walking towards the alley like he was doing it before.
No, it's like, wake up! Froze the rock.
Wake up!
Hang on.
Burning! Get Cross Dragon!
He wakes up as he's starting to walk. I didn't open up the umbrella. Froze another rock, knocks him out.
Knocks him out with the rock!
Take two!
Yeah.
Just uses the smoke to put him to sleep again. Oh, take 30.
No. He throws the rock in his head, and that's why he has the memory loss.
He doesn't have memory power. He's just been hit in the head.
He throws the rock, he wakes up. Who am I? Shit.
Hey there, I'm Soichi.
You're Frederico Flintstone, famous racer.
Yabba dabba dabba.
You were saying?
I wasn't saying anything. I just, that's amazing. That's...
Oh, that's like... Hi, I'm Soichi. Obviously, no, he wouldn't know that.
I know why Sento lost his memory. I wanted that scene to be like, he's carrying Sento's body, and he like, tries to put him down, but he drops him. Just drops him, and he hits his head on the pavement. Shit!
Spain has an amazing reason why my blood starts venomous or poisonous. It's just coffee.
Oh yeah, FaceCore on our Discord is like, Stock's venom is his coffee!
Oh my god.
That's why it's so deadly.
The coffee's so gross. Because it's made out of this metal.
Poison. That's why there's no customers there. They all take a swig of coffee and die immediately.
Oh, that's why they have no customers. He just has a 0-star on Yelp.
I
tastes like snake pee.
I will move heaven and earth for you. Take drink. Next thing I knew, I was dead.
How did I write this review?
De La Cruz killed
me. I was going to say that. God damn it.
What?
I was going to be like, yeah, this restaurant recommended by Ernesto De La Cruz.
Okay.
Go watch Disney's Pixar's Coco.
More don't, because you just spoiled the ending.
Oh shit.
But yeah, so.
Fro Rock.
So Gintoku, like, explains all this shit.
Need Bloodstar to erase their memory.
So Gintoku explains all this shit to Sento about how the fact that he's Takumi. And then, like, he's in their base talking, their temporary base with the furniture talking about this. And then he just, like, leaves. And he's like, I'll be back with some guys to give you a job offer!
Well, expect a Christmas bonus!
No, I would have loved if just, like,
Ice cream to the children. Won't that be nice?
No, I just would have loved it if we just saw like Sento like sitting there working on the Slash Driver, and then just Bonjo just goes up to him. You're Katsuragi. It's the 330th time you fucking said that.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised they didn't do that.
I love he's like working on the Slash Driver, and Bonjo just kind of like just like knocks it off like around the desk. And I'm like, hey, that's expensive equipment.
I would have loved it if he like shoved it so hard off the desk that it shattered, and Sender's just like, that was for you, dick.
I don't want it.
I made it for you.
I made it for you.
Put your girlfriend's jelly in it.
Oh no.
Yeah, we were making a joke last week while Paul was here during Extra Extra, the fact that the dragon jelly was, like, dragon cum made from his girlfriend.
The cum dumpster.
Hang on, I need to break my hand because how bad that joke is.
Wait, what? Oh, the tube.
Tibs.
No, not that kind of tube.
Watch Extra Extra Cast Ranger to see a picture of Gar with tubes for hands, and then you'll understand.
I'm Guy Gamer.
No, you're saying...
I'm tube hands!
Tonight I'm just being super dumb and I apologize.
Welcome to the Super Dumb Show featuring us.
All I think is like, you have to pay for Patreon to get the nose blowing DLC, but all you have to do is watch Extra Extra to get the tube hands DLC.
Thanks, EA!
That one comes free with PlayStation Plus.
I consider the tube hands to be higher quality DLC that you'd have to pay more for.
Would you like to have a tube hand?
Would you like to have a tube hand?
Damn it!
Would you like to have a tube hand?
It doesn't have to be a tube hand.
The show was about tokusatsu.
No.
Now it's about tube hands.
Wrong.
Kamen Rider tube hands.
I mean, I feel like, again, I don't have any authority on this, but I can't think of anyone the thumbnail shouldn't be a character with tube hands.
I'll just use the thumbnail, Gar.
No, not just...
No, it's gotta be me with sunglasses holding this like a fucking gun.
Oh my god,
I have no idea.
A fake cigarette in hand.
So yeah, Bonjo gets
made out of a tube.
So yeah.
Also
so,
made out of
no, so there's like a scene where like Misora, like Bonjo's just like doing push-ups and Misora's just like, are you mad? And he's like, no.
I just want to punch something.
I can only express my feelings through punching and push-ups!
I like that scene. Ryuga knows he shouldn't be mad at Sento because it wasn't Sento who did it, but he can't help but be mad at him.
Yeah, and if effectively can be dissolved into fuck me! Fuck my feelings! I hate my feelings!
And fuck you!
Oh, okay, GM.
But yeah, so Bonjo gets all up in Takumi's face, knocks the Slash Driver in progress aside, and essentially goes 1v1 me, bitch! IRL!
Yeah, no, so this is honestly really
cool.
It was cool because this is just a way of Ryuga just, like getting his anger out. So he's just like, I need to beat the shit out of you, or at least try, and I'll feel better. And then he tried, and Sento kicked his ass, and then he felt better.
He went Kaizoku Gatling, which is awesome, by the way, but he effectively went, you're not even worthy of a best match.
Yeah, I know.
Parried him with no effort, then went Rabbit Tank Sparkling in Strongest Form, and dummied the shit out of him.
Yeah.
I deserve it.
It seems like I those last two episodes.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
You're worthy. You're worthy.
We're Squash. We're Squash.
No, get out. You're worthy. You're worthy.
But yeah. So. Just like,
now you broke my hand!
Yeah, like,
his Sento... legacy continues.
Sento gets all like, I killed your girlfriend, now in multiple senses of the word. And then, like, he walks off and Ryuga gets angry enough that he, like, smashes his hand on the floor, which continues my
You friend. Killed my girlfriend twice!
And now you
brought my anger a smash because you invented the smash and actually killing her because you had to!
Yeah. That's the joke. Thank you for explaining it.
What?
He technically did kill his girlfriend twice because A, he invented the smash,
which caused her death.
Which caused her to become.
Guys, you don't need to explain it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
It's just, I don't get it.
So, like, Misora goes over to see Sento, who's on a bench moping about his shit, and I think the fact that Misora finds out that her dad is Bloodstark is, like, disastrously under-focused.
Now you know that.
She just shows up and she's like, yeah, what happened sucks. Yeah, sorry, I lied about your dad. Fuck me!
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, her dad's evil, but, like, now, like, her best friend, who's given her, like, a will to live, has found out he's an asshole.
What am I fighting for? Yeah, but he, like, Sento was like, oh, man, I'm such an evil guy, I caused all this, and Misora effectively responds to him with, you're not evil, you're just an asshole.
Whoa.
You're not evil, you're just an asshole.
You're the asshole I love. Okay,
can that be the title of the episode?
No, that's Banjo.
I still ship Sento and Misora. I believe the ship is called Misento.
Go home.
I thought it was supposed to be Misora and Ryuga.
I mean, that's a thing, but I prefer Sento and Misora. Anyways, so yeah, Gentoku rolls up to the meeting with the other prime ministers with the Pandora box all, fuck you, look what I got, bitch!
Look what's in my loot box. A loot box.
Loot crate is a far weekly subscription box.
I have the Pandora's loot box.
One piece of exotica.
So yeah, Hokuto smash and Guardians invade. Build shows up to use Hawk Gatling and Ninin Comic just for the sake of giving them some airtime, and then starts to doubt himself because he's the evil.
He's like, oh, should I be a hero or not? And then Ryuga just, like, walks in and just goes, no, you're you. Continue being what you're being.
Hang on.
Yeah, inspiring speech and heroic montage!
Hang on. Lane, what did you just say there?
Continue being you?
Be who you want to be?
Yeah.
Don't let your history judge you.
Yeah.
Don't let your history... I just watched a show about that!
It's almost like the show has tropes.
For those that don't know, I'm holding Ultraman capsules.
He's talking about Ultraman G because Riku...
That is the whole plot to Ultraman G.
I have to say, I watched the first episode of Ultraman G and the last two, and I feel really bad saying this, but even the combat in the middle episodes of Kamen Rider is better than the final episode combat in Ultraman.
Think of it this.
It didn't feel like there was enough going on. Like, it didn't feel like there was enough, like, the universe was going to be destroyed, but it didn't really feel like it was.
Well, think of it this way.
Could it be because I missed the episodes in between, though, so it might be my ignorance.
Well, no, you also have to think about it. Kamen Rider, they're all human-sized. Ultraman, they also have to think about, like...
Oh, yeah, the
like,
car alarm.
Like, how massive he has to be.
And do they still have the, like, minute time limit or whatever?
3 minutes, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's a factor.
Well, that's a staple, though.
That's a factor, but I feel more like that's an excuse.
It builds tension.
Anyway,
it's
Ultraman had...
pretty intense, though, and I think emotionally it did a really good job.
Ultraman probably has Planet Namek exploding syndrome, where the 3 minutes last way longer than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
From what I remember watching
pretty
during
sure, like,
Ultra Light...
only... Gene's color time only went off, like, probably 3 times the entire show.
No,
went off
Christ. So many times.
Yeah, so then Sento realizes, like, oh, I should just all keep being me, and then, like, the build be the one.
And then epic battle with the theme song. And then there's one thing that I'm still not sure about. He lost Octopus Light, right?
No.
No, those are the only bottles that didn't, like, pop out and go mismatch, because which he literally took them from him after he dehenched him.
Well, he did.
Oh.
Yeah, he did. He did take them. That's right.
Huh.
But maybe something happened in the movie.
Maybe. Maybe he took them back.
Those are all
kind of
canon now.
The movie.
The movie.
The movie.
And then...
So we see, as the governor of Hokuto announces her war, she's got this oddly cute little, like, war beret on. And then we see that Soichi's hanging out with her because he's now siding with Hokuto, which explains why we see Grease show up at the end of the episode, but not before we see some interesting new side characters.
The Smash, the Grease cronies, as I like to call
them. Grease Lightning!
Apparently, the red one being called the Castle Smash.
Yes, they are collectively they are referred to as the Hard Smash, according to my reading.
The
red one, Akaba, is the Castle Hard Smash. The yellow one, Kiba, is the Owl Hard Smash. And the blue one, Aoba, is the Stag Hard Smash.
Your puns suck.
Aka, Ki, and Ao. They just... The color and Ba.
Okay, Kiba Ranger.
Yeah.
Akiba.
Yeah. Akaba, Aoba, and Kiba.
And I gotta say, I like these three. They're a fun bunch of dudes.
You only saw them for 30 seconds.
Yeah, and they seem pretty
cool. And we didn't even see all of their forms.
Well, we know what their forms are if you listen to Extra because we saw them
at the end of
the game.
They look pretty nice.
I'm still upset that I missed that.
Okay, Gar, I'm gonna teach you another thing about me. Lane facts. Honestly, first impressions usually... You know, with first impressions of a character, even no matter how small, I'm usually pretty impressed. So.
Fun fact with Lane.
Fun fact with Lane.
Facts
with Lane. He'll say that he won't buy it, and then a month and a half later, he'll buy it.
That's true.
Oddly true.
I'm gonna not, though. So.
Oddly specific.
You got a golf clap.
Yeah.
So, yes, the Castle Heart Smash lasers a field of buildings.
Don't worry, I saw their parachutes.
Good thing it's Sunday.
Yep,
I can't believe that guy just, like, blew up, like, fucking, like, four blocks.
It would have been hilarious if it was just like, Akaba, you motherfucker, we're still in Hokuto!
Oops.
We're on the other island. This isn't the main island? No, this is the second island.
I love the Castle Smash Park. Dude. He's just like, he's just like, oh, Boston! Like, let's go! You done yet? And then Grease just fucked up like a bunch of dudes.
That was funny. Blaze, like Akaba should have just shouted, are you ready?
Focus.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant at all.
Oh, well, I'm adding some joke to your mind.
Okay.
Grease is the blood.
Are you ready? I just imagine him turning around. I can't hear you! I'm behind the wall!
Wait. You ready? What?
At Skywall.
Hang on.
I can't hear you, I'm behind the wall, and like 5 miles away.
So yes, the episode ends with Grease walking on set, and next week we get to meet my boy!
Grease is the best.
It's got groove, it's got feeling.
I mean, the next episode has to be called Lightning.
Sorry?
Grease is the Word has to be the title of the next episode.
Sure.
Not this one, because he only just sort of showed up, but...
He just fucking shows up!
Yeah, like any good comic book villain.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping we find out. I'm like, wow, Splash Driver was made pretty fucking fast.
That's the thing, like, for the Splash Driver being like...
All the information was in the computer, though.
Yeah, like, well, it was unfinished, though. And
they have the technology.
It seemed to be like a major plot point, like, this was what Sento's purpose was building up to build the Splash Driver, and then... Yeah, it's done!
I feel like in episode 17 we'll find out.
The last scene where they talk about it, like I thought they said he finished it.
Yeah,
like,
he finished it, and he was building one, and then Soichi stole the finished data and handed it to Hokuto, and they made a driver immediately.
Well, yeah, it's probably easier to do when you have an entire entire government working on something, and not
probably
just one dude.
They just like handed it to Bandai. Yeah, make one. Bandai's Toy Factory is like in Hokuto.
What is this, Hasbro? We need a new Transformer design. Takara, here are some ideas. Make money.
Bring back old Beyblades, the good ones.
Let's go to the
God, I hate that theme song. Speaking of theme songs, Cure Ranger time!
Yo, c'est la key!
What he said.
So, before we talk about the episodes, I'll just update our Yosha Lucky count. In episode 42, there was only one. In episode 43, obviously not counting the flashbacks, there were five. So we're up to 293.
I'm like, kind of saddened to say this a bit, but honestly, this, like, finale for Pure Ranger, it's just, it's not interesting.
Well, I mean, it's not the finale.
Well, it's not the finale.
No, but you know, like, the...
It's the prelude.
Yes, that's what I meant. But anyways, like... The journey towards the finale hasn't really been an interesting one.
It hasn't been interesting because they've already fought the main bad guy, like, what, twice now?
At least.
Yeah.
This would be the third
like,
time,
kind of. It's been awesome seeing Lucky doing, like, a lot of awesome shit, so that's what's making up for it, from at least for me.
So, like, they get inside Planet Southern Cross, and inside it is fucking Cocoon from FF13.
Can I talk about episodes 40 and 41 quickly?
Do it!
Episode 41. It reminded me of the Sonic X episode where they had to play baseball for the Chaos Emeralds.
Oh god, I remember that now.
Episode 41. I didn't find it boring.
You mean episode 40 was the baseball one?
Yeah, episode 40 was the baseball one.
I'm sorry, but that was me personally. Baseball I just found 41 it wasn't really relevant.
And I enjoy Sentai because Sentai was my first love. And
I know.
You guys can't ruin it.
My love and my lady.
Oh my god, girl, I love Lucky so much. Lucky's so fucking great. Don't you like Lucky?
I just find it sad that you say, Lucky's my favorite Red Ranger, even though you've only seen like a couple of Sentais.
Let's see. Shokanger, Gokaiger, Geki Ranger.
Nothing past 2000. Or pre-2000.
Oh, okay, Geki Ranger doesn't interest me that much. The whatever his name is from Die Ranger doesn't interest me that much. The Red Ranger from Cocker Ranger doesn't interest me that much.
That's because you didn't watch the whole show.
No, but still, Lucky just... I see Lucky as my ideal Red Ranger. I like him. He's everything I want him to, Red Ranger to be.
I love that
I like Lucky. He's like happy. He's really happy, but like when he needs to be,
he's happy-go-lucky.
Crunch fucking hates him. He's the reason he doesn't watch Q-Ranger at all.
I love that Shu Hibikase in our Discord is like, that Sonic X was filler as shit. So was the Q-Ranger episode.
Yeah, and like I said before, Q-Ranger does filler really well.
Except when it's about Raptor, then it just doesn't exist.
Wait. Sonic X had a plot?
Yeah. It was about getting back to their world.
And later on, from what I remember...
Yeah, the Metarex.
They started adapting arcs from the games.
Yeah, they did,
I need to finish that.
They did the first Sonic two Adventures. Yeah, they did.
Anyway.
I'm shocked that they didn't do Heroes. That would have been cool, sir.
So, Madoka slips into Tsurugi's DMs and tells him to go hang out with Don Armage.
Yeah, like...
And they do something cool... They do Ryutei Kureno for literally the third time.
Hooray, because that's the Megazord I want to see.
Yeah, and we get tons of fucking Cutamagen, which just, ugh.
The Ballzord.
Fucking Ballzord.
So we find out
I kind of like Cutamagen.
I like the head.
The mask of it is cool, but the rest of it is fucking terrible.
But yeah, I find it hilarious that this is the third time that we've seen... Freaking Ryutei Kureno. Third time.
So we find out that the core of Southern Cross is a planesium bomb that's going to blow up the entire galaxy.
That is not how planets work.
So their immediate response, these monsters are in our way! Beam everything to death! And so we...
Shoot it till it dies!
Yeah. So, and then we see the fusion of the three vice shoguns, Cool Guy, Robot Dick, and Akianba, who we never made up a name for.
No.
So the name they come up with for the fusion is Akiachuga, the worst fucking name ever!
Oh, and this thing is fucking awful. Like, it's terrible looking.
No! So,
I don't care about these three!
Also, triangle for some reason?
All on our last episode of Cast Ranger... We gave all of you listeners out there the homework to come up with a better name for this monster. The one that I came up with was a Cule Dick.
No!
Post yours in the comments, and let's see if you came up with anything better.
No, because, like, I like Anton as, like, a bad guy. That's interesting.
I want him to, like, take over the body of one of the Zeros.
I want him to be final boss.
Yeah, especially he didn't put himself into one of those, like, champ prototypes.
That's what I'm saying, and one of the Zero goes.
But he's, like, a weird octopus thing. How can you do that?
He's just a ball in a jar.
He's a scientist. That's... He can do whatever he wants in this kind of show. But, yeah, so, like, they fire their triangle burst, and I love that they pull out the shield Kutama, which is, which fails on them. Shield can't shield us! We're fucked!
And then, like, Tsurugi, like, at one point in the Orion Battler, just, like, goes up to Lucky. He's just like, alright, you have two choices, Lucky. You either save your dad, or you save the galaxy. You can't pick one, you can't pick both. And, obviously, what the fuck does Lucky pick? He picks both, because he's like, I can do it. Because
this is...
But, and later on after that, when they go back and hide and everything, and Tsurugi basically tells them, like, at this point, you're not focused. You can't be a key ranger. And Kotaro, making himself my favorite ranger, goes up and says, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck Kotaro just goes up and says, like, fuck you, that's a bit too far.
And I love that they were like, openly talking about, like, how to save Aslan. If we can just destroy the mask, and then Aslan shows up, you mean this mask? Whoosh!
Oh, and the fact that, there's a scene where Hammy tells Lucky, we don't want any, no one wants you to kill your dad. I just imagine Tsurugi raising his hand. I do.
I want his dad to die.
I will definitely kill Aslan.
Yeah.
I will kill Aslan. It will be a page on my legend.
Oh, yeah, I'll kill him. What are we talking about?
Meanwhile, every time Aslan is on screen, I just start screaming, RIDE ME!
No.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
I will ride you.
I will find you, and I will ride you.
Yeah.
I have a set of many Kutamas.
I mean, I do.
I have many Kutamas, which provide me with many different skills.
Yes. I will find you.
Most of them miscellaneous, like summoning plastic pigeons.
And I will hug you.
So many plastic pigeons?
You're so lucky. Liam Neeson is...
Yeah, the pigeon Kutama summons plastic pigeons.
I just love it when, like, so, like, they start retreating when shit starts getting bad. So it's just, like, Orion ship just, like, poofs out. And then what I like to call Ryutei Kuren BAIL!
Also, they, like, go stealth mode, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
Ryutei Kuren. Oh, no!
Yeah.
Ryutei, oh, shit.
It was really weird and disconcerting seeing Lucky not believing in his own bullcrap.
Yeah, but then that gets rectified later in the next episode.
I will believe my own bullcrap!
Like, okay, like, cutting ahead a bit, but, like, there's the point where, like, he gets, like, stabbed or whatever, and you're like, oh no, he got stabbed in the heart, but then, like, the Shishi Kutama was, like, blocking the sword, and so, like, powers him up, and I'm like, yeah, just in case you fuckers forgot that, like, Lucky's still the luckiest man in the universe.
Good thing I always keep a Bible close to my heart.
It's okay, officer, he got me in the prune.
Good thing I always carry around my spare frying pan on me. Otherwise, that bullet would have went straight for my heart. Or straight for my back.
Shot again.
Literally, that was a thing that happened in World War I.
Wow.
Someone got shot, and it hit their spare frying pan.
Spare frying pan? Implying that they're the first one.
In which the
I was wearing it.
It saved.
He was using his original frying pan of a drying pan.
No, he was wearing like one frying pan on each breast. that's how you do armor plating.
Yep.
But yeah, so, like, Lucky, like, Stinger gives Lucky the business, and Lucky is like, I will believe my own bullshit, and Naga comes up with this amazing plan. Hey, remember my evil powers? Let's fucking use them! Let's black hole the shit out of this bomb!
Which actually kind of makes sense, because every other time we've seen him use the black hole Kutama, he was using it as a finisher, not an attack.
Yeah. So...
So the attack actually making a black hole makes sense.
So they fight a Kuldik again, and discover that just because they fuse doesn't mean they don't have their abilities still. Kukul guy can still absorb beams, and Akianba pulls a Sindel on Orion.
Yeah.
They promptly respond by blowing up the speaker. Thank you for not dragging this out. And then they big bang it to death.
Yep. And thank God, they're gone forever.
It forced them to watch an episode of The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
It made them watch post-season 5 Big Bang Theory.
They made them watch Young Sheldon.
Oh, no.
Young Sheldon.
I've heard it's actually kind of good.
I feel like we're making top football jokes.
No, it's a kid. So as the rest of the Q-Rangers storm the court, Tsurugi meets Don Armage for a tea and crumpets date.
I love that, mate.
I love how the conversation between them went, like, I wanted to have a nice chat with you, but I mean, fuck that, right?
Yeah.
You know what? God damn it, I wish we would have actually kept, a tab on this, too. We should have had a counter for every fucking time Tsurugi goes, Nante kota.
Oh, yeah.
He says it, just as much as fucking Lucky says Yosha Lucky, so.
Nante kota?
No, and then we get, the best one, he just Don Armage is like, oh, I'll show you, who I really am. And then he just goes, Nante kota.
No, my favorite one, I don't remember the exact episode, but it was the one where he was really annoyed, so he just started shouting it over and over.
Oh, that
was... Nante kota!
That was when, fucking Rompo was going, oh, get... Attack him! Attack him, not me! I surrender.
This isn't even my final form.
But yeah,
but
there's
the fact that when he reveals himself to Tsurugi, and he has a bunch of black wings with black feathers.
So he's possessing Cuervo.
I think I know who it is.
It's Cuervo.
Either he's possessing Cuervo, or is just Cuervo.
Maybe Cuervo's been Donner Mosh this entire time.
Yeah. Fucking maybe!
What's the best disguise? Ooh. You're as an ally.
The crow dude Sergi's best
didn't
friend.
Did he die fighting Donner Mosh?
Yeah. Maybe that was all a lie.
Have you ever watched the special Pokemon movie that took place where they fought holographic Mewtwo?
Yes.
That's the plot.
Yes, Battle of the Mirage Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the plot.
Well, isn't, the theory that the Q-Rangers...
Don Armage was a hologram, and Cuervo went and just killed himself so he could go back to being Don Armage.
No, but wasn't, the theory that the Q-Rangers have right now is that, he's just possessing people, that's why he doesn't die?
That's what they think, but we don't have anything resembling
confirmation. I still think that he has Tsurugi's immortality. That's the only explanation.
That makes sense.
Because,
how would he have to give up his immortality? How would he give up his immortality in an attack?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Explorer.
But... In episode 43, for this episode 43, they skip the opening because we're busy fighting.
Explorer of Darkness.
But that opening where it just showed Lucky in, black and white with the red on the star colored in, that was awesome.
No, I love, they kind of just, had this really awesome, silhouette of all the Q-Rangers and, transitioned into actually them, and I was like, whoa, that was fucking cool.
That's some shit they usually relegate to the actual final episode.
Right?
Explorer.
That's some shit you normally only see in an anime.
What we're watching is the finale. It's just so big that they have to expand it through, 5 episodes.
Or you could say, 9 episodes. Bum, bum, bum.
It's just a 9 episode finale.
I mean, it is episode 43 right now. So, if they did, if they did 9 more episodes, then it would be kind of
also
primarily.
Just wow, has Raptor been getting the fucking shaft?
And not in the good way.
They have this awesome fucking transformation morphing sequence and roll call, and just Raptor or Rompo are nowhere to be found.
Watching the boat.
Oh, what should I do?
I seriously hate that.
Mind the boat.
Boatman stays with the boat.
Mind the boat.
I was rewatching old episodes, and then I saw the one with friggin' Washi Pink, and I was like, wait a minute, she has wings? Oh yeah, she always had wings. What the hell am I thinking? we haven't seen her for so long. I forgot she had wings.
Yeah,
I didn't. So as we're fighting Aslan, we get to see Garu use the Futago Kitama and become what I like to refer to as Okami 2.
Oh, also it's become buddy with Caesar.
Yeah.
Remember when Garu was supposed to be the last surviving member of his race?
He is.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, Paul was watching with us, and he's just like, is he dead? And I'm like, no. Or no, Gar was. Yeah, you were like, is he dead? I'm like, no.
He totally died.
That's totally Caesar possessing him.
Also, we got to see him without, we got to see, when Gar was injured, you got to see him without his, jacket on. It was really weird. I was like, whoa. He's got fur under that jacket.
Yeah.
Do you like what you see?
Oh my god! What if just just his suit is literally just, it's just like with champs, just like it's the helmet, like the gloves, the boots, and then like the chest piece, and then like the rest of it's just his body. So he's like half naked when he's transformed.
I'm not surprised. This jacket.
But yeah, so Okami 2 and Oguma Sky Blue making a delightful cameo. Distract Aslan as Taiyo Red swoops in for an attack. You're only using the mid-season power-up! That's not strong enough to defeat me! Ha ha ha!
Ha, fuck you!
Dad, please remember who you are!
No.
And he actually stabs him, and then, yeah, the Shishikutama blocks it, because fuck everything.
And then just Lucky proceeds...
Thank God I would keep my Kutama in this pocket.
Yeah.
And then Lucky just proceeds to, like, cut him right in fucking half, which, like, he cuts the mask, and then I was expecting to just, like, the mask comes off, and then you just see, like, his head just go...
Gross.
He just gets split right in two. Like a fatality from Mortal Kombat or something.
Damn it! I tried not to kill my dad!
Shishi Red wins! Fatality.
Shishi Red.
Yoshalocality.
Thank you, Gar.
Yoshality.
And then he just looks at me, he's like, Lucky, is that you? And it's just, it's awkward because, like Lucky's so much taller than him, so he's just, like, looking down at him, like, whoa, it's so weird.
No, he pulled a dino charge. You're not my dad.
My dad was sand.
You're not my real...
I don't like sand.
It's coarse, rough, and irritating. It gets everywhere.
Just like Lucky!
Why didn't he go down to the planet?
Actually, seriously, this episode is literally just... I'm gonna call this episode freaking Q Ranger episode 6, Return of the Lucky.
Yes.
How Lucky goes.
Because literally, that's the plot. He saves his dad, and then his dad sacrifices himself. Spoiler alert.
So then they realize, we need someone to stay behind to, like, manually, like, activate the Black Hole Kutama. And who's gonna do it? And I'm like, Aslan shows up, I'll do it. Told you!
But before that, they were Lucky was going to do it, and I'm like, yes! Kill the Red Ranger!
Fuck
do it!
You! No!
Why? We already
You know him. He would be
no,
lucky enough
fuck
for, like,
you,
the
no,
black hole to hate him so much that it spits him back out.
The circumstances that led up to them having to have someone stay behind were fucking hilarious, so that they're fighting Don Armage in, like, the outside, which is daytime, weirdly, even though they're inside of a planet,
Oh, no.
Like, that's a whole other... That's a whole
inside
other...
Inside a simulation.
That's a whole other set of bullshit, but what was hilarious that led to them having to have someone stay behind was the fact that Don Armage, while dying and respawning, just, like, awkwardly turns his ghostly, ghastly smoke head, fires a laser at Aslan, and we're like, oh no, is he gonna kill him for real this time? And then, like, hilariously, Aslan just, like, ducks out of the way.
He's like, nope.
And we're just like, oh, okay, I guess he survives, that's cool. And then the laser goes into the building. And then, like, the doors leading to the black hole generator just fucking open for no reason in order to let the laser go all the way through and hit the black hole generator. Bullshit!
I did.
But, one of my favorite parts about this episode was
that,
anything
that you just said.
Don Armage has door-opening powers! Fuck this show!
But my favorite thing that happened is that they're fighting Don Armage and Madoka, and they explain, like, we're not gonna let you blow up the universe, and Madoka's like, ha, we'll see. Wait, what? Blow up the universe?
Wait, fucking what?
That wasn't part of my job description. Blowing up the universe wasn't part of my job description.
It's okay, I'll save you. I believe you immediately!
Forget, it's like Carrier from Sergeant Frog. Yes, blow up the Earth. If we blow up the Earth, there's no more Gundams. On second thought.
Yeah, pretty much.
I gotta say, Aslan looks pretty fucking dope in that outfit, actually.
New Q Ranger.
And he, like, he hugs Lucky at one point, and I was just like, Lucky, I can't hug you. Like, Dad, I can't hug you with your shoulders.
Lucky, ride me.
So then, like, yeah.
And then, like, they say Yosha Lucky at each other a bunch
of times.
Oh, yeah,
It was the weirdest, like, most awkward fucking Yosha Lucky I've ever heard. Just like, Yosha Lucky.
And I just wanted Lucky to just look up and be like, Dad, you're ruining it. It's not cool.
Well, no, and then we get, like, another, we get one from Lucky, which, like, it's actually, like, pretty, like, it was pretty passionate, like, a passionate one. It was like, Yosha Lucky!
Yosha hugging!
Oh, God. And then, like, again, like, as Aslan's about to die, like, he does, like, the awkward Yosha Lucky again, and I was like, alright, and then, like, yeah, he, like, dissolves, and then they escape, the thing works, or whatever, like that.
Motherfucker.
So then, like, Lucky's just, like, in a room, just, like, kind of, like, contemplating, oh, shit, my father's dead. And the two people who decide to come and, like, you know...
Console him,
are Showrampo, which, that's fine, cool... And Hammy, of all people. Hammy.
Only because earlier in the episode, she was the one who'd be like, "Did you have to kill your dad?"
I got a better one. Hitar Mush. Suck this.
Suck my black hole.
props to Naga for thinking of it. So
yeah.
Yeah, Naga's just like, if we use this, ding!
Or, even when Naga's not the focus, he's still awesome.
Well, now we don't have the black hole powers anymore.
What?
No, I said suck it, and then Ichi
ended
the joke by saying suck my black hole.
For some reason, that reminds me of that one joke in Futurama where in the episode where Bender is wrestling and he gets like a hole in his back with an axe.
Quit scratching your axe hole and get back in there!
Yes!
It's like my old manager Terry, how he used to just like, cause
shut up,
no,
Terry.
He would always tell all of us to suck his fat one. All the time. He go up to everyone at my work, like who I work with, and then he'd just be like, "Suck my fat one."
He was an asshole.
He left to go to another store.
He was quietly ushered off camera.
He was a dick.
No, we missed him. He was
quietly
awesome.
Killed off camera.
He went, note, Poochie died on the way back to his home planet.
The only one who didn't like Terry. Garu.
Suck my fat one.
And then Garu, who's literally just gone on to be like full on like Lucky's pet at this point. Like he, in the last episode, he's like, I'll go with you, Lucky. I'll go with you. I'll follow you anywhere.
For you.
Yeah, pretty much like literally, Garu has gone full on Lucky's pet.
So you.
So much to the point where he knows he can't compete with Caesar anymore, so he's like, you know, I'm just gonna be best buddies with Caesar.
We'll share him.
If I can't be best friends with you, I'll be best friends with your best friend.
We'll share him. We'll have a threesome.
I just realized there's two Zords now called Caesar.
You're definitely
Lucky, I'll play best with you.
No, Garu, realized that. There are two Zords now named Caesar.
Dragon Caesar,
and then Caesar.
I think there's probably more Caesars.
Well, like, technically, the Zord's name is,
Shisa, or the Kirk.
Something Shishi Red, or
I should know this.
Kojishi,
that's what it is. Thank you.
Yeah, just his name, pet name is Shishi, or Caesar.
It's like his race.
Episode ends.
Yeah, oh, and they defeated Metapod.
Oh, Garu does this awesome thing where, like, Lucky and Aslan are hugging, and then Monaco is about to, like, shoot them, and Garu, like, grabs the Q-sword and does his awesome block shot.
Yeah, no, that was fucking great.
Like, props to Garu for that.
The episode ends with Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Christmas. That was a thing.
And then Caesar being adorable in a Santa outfit.
Man, Toei really dropped the ball this year for Christmas.
Dramatic explosion.
Shoved it in there at the end.
So like Aslan stays behind to let the black hole happen. So here's Q-Ranger's Christmas murder.
Also, I love how none of them knew what Christmas was, yet Showrampo comes in with a Christmas Q-chama.
No, Kotaro was... Literally there to be their excuse to celebrate Christmas.
I made this joke while we were watching the episode. It's like, so Kotaro, you celebrate this holiday in December? So Katara, when do you celebrate this holiday? In December, though on Earth it's probably like July or something, so fuck it.
How the fuck would they even know? They're in space in a completely different part of the galaxy.
Like that's the joke.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even know.
Fuck it, we felt like celebrating Christmas because your dad's dead! Hooray!
No, and then, like, Kotaro's like, oh, I'm sorry, Lucky, if you didn't actually want to do it. And he's just like, Yoshi, Lucky, let's celebrate.
I'm immediately happy again!
Can you repeat what you just said? Sorry that your dad's dead.
I'm sorry that your dad's dead, but Merry Christmas.
Joy to the world, your dad is dead, but the rest of us are okay!
And then we get Santarampo.
Oh my god, he looks so fucking
show claws.
He looked like hobo skinny in that outfit.
Show!
Merry Ronpo!
So now we're talking about Christmas, and it's like...
But I love how when they used the said earlier mentioned Christmas Kitama, it turned all of them into something Christmas themed. Except for what's his face? I forget his name.
Balance.
Balance.
No, not
turned,
Balance.
They turned Balance into a snowman.
The ship was a reindeer.
What the fuck was Spada?
Tsurugi.
Oh,
Tsurugi.
They turned him into a, like a Christmas
a turkey.
Yeah, Christmas turkey. Get it? Because he's a phoenix. So he's a bird that's on fire.
Wrong holiday? Like, that's Thanksgiving.
We have turkey at Christmas.
Maybe Japan does. I know they have fucking, like, fried chicken.
Yeah, they'd get KFC at Christmas.
Roast chicken.
That's what Tsurugi is. He's KFC.
Ow.
He's KFT. Kentucky Fried Tsurugi.
Kentucky Fried G-Ranger.
KFK? So next. Oh yeah, so we get like the cute version of like the Key Ranger ending with like a Christmas version, and we get like Caesar's in his little Santa costume, and he's like, does his cute little.
Yeah,
like,
he's dancing to it, and that's adorable.
Yeah, and then we just see like Lucky in the single like Christmas Kutama during the actual dance.
Next week recap episode.
Yeah, planets keep exploding. Everyone uses power ups, and Armaj. Reveals himself truly.
Yeah.
So.
He reveals his actual true form for real for the third, fourth time.
But yeah, like I saw all the power.
It's Big Bear.
That's all the power. We got Spada with Pegasus, Stinger with Monoceros, Hammy has Hikari.
I'm super excited to see Chameleon Green Moon. I think she'll pull it off really well. Cause remember that the moon power makes them like suave, sophisticated, and seductive. So I'm looking forward to seeing Chameleon Green Moon.
Come a
chameleon.
I mean, with the only real girl on the team, I bet to the rest of them she's already kind of seductive.
Well, yeah, when she's the only actual girl you see after being in space for a year, unless you count Eris.
Just Hammy, just. Them all.
I wanted Eris, like, there were rumors and, like, a fake image going around that Eris was gonna be, like, Cygnus White, and I think that would have been awesome.
Yeah, but we have Orion, who's the definitive White Ranger.
Eh.
Let's wrap this up.
But the Orion Kutama does actually say, like Orion at the end, if you use it in the change, so there might be an Orion Light yet.
We'll see.
Hey, to wrap it up. We're done.
All right, that's our double episode special and our first Cast Ranger recording of the year.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Thanks, Blaze, for coming on. You were very helpful.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you got out your frustrations about the plot.
Not really, no.
Do you want to give a little spiel right now?
I don't know. I just hate how they keep with freaking him, with Gen Tokyo. I just really wish they would have just at least said, like, why are we still following Gento? We know he's evil. I mean, he's the only one who knows how to run the government.
Yeah, fuck. He's the only one with the keys to the cabinet.
His second in command is dead. Like, we have nobody else to go to.
Like, the people in the government immediately above and below him have both been injured and died.
Yeah.
Also viewers.
With nothing else, it's like, all right, what should we do? I got it. Let's take the guy who is literally a murderer and the head of a terrorist organization and make him the leader of our country.
That's why I chalked it up to Stalk killed anyone who knew.
Also, viewers, think about this. Mark Hamill likes the idea of playing Dr. Octopus in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I'm down.
I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Be cool.
Alrighty!
So, thank you all for listening, and we hope that this will be the start of an excellent year for Cast Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for having me all this time.
Yeah, no problem.
You're very welcome.
Love you, my dear.
As always, the primary source of our hijinks is castranger.podbean.com. Please check us out at facebook.com/rscast or rscastranger. Tweet us at Ixie Studios. Check out our public Discord server where you can listen to our live recordings. And check out our Patreon, where you can consider pledging to us to help us make the show better for you, and also get the game made.
Or not.
I truly think it will be made.
Our spriter has sent us drafts of the first Megazord sprites, and they're looking good. So progress is being made.
So, I am Nightlane.
Yes, you're Nightlane.
Goodnight Lane.
Oh!
Oh!
See you all next week. Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.